Here we go. And I think, let me come back to Mother Clark. I'm going to help you this morning. There we go. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and hand it over to Mother Clark that's in your hand.
Good morning, and God bless everybody. I really appreciate this prayer ministry, and I appreciate Minister Lasandra, I hope I'm saying your name right, how you bring energy and authority into the call. I remember a message that Bishop preached years ago, prepared by prayer. Everything in our life we need to be prepared for. And when we stumble, it's because we were not prepared or we didn't foresee what was coming. And I love it that we are being trained to reign, because there are authorities in the air that we don't realize are even there. And when you're prepared, they don't mess with you as much. They really won't attack you as much when you're in ministry and trying to teach or to show or to lead. And I believe that's what this prayer ministry is. It's simply a class for training leaders. I'm thrilled when I hear the voices of people that I taught years ago coming forth with more authority than I can even muster. People like Mildred and Pastor Buckner, and a lot of my years ago were in my class. And I said, I wonder if Betty Buchanan remember when I had my class had to read Psalm 5 verses every morning, and I don't want to call them chapters because they're not chapters, but 5 Psalms every morning and 1 proverb every morning. And we did that every month because it would equal out to the 30 or 31 days that were in the month. And it was a joy, the strength we would get from reading God's word, because even if you just read Psalm and Proverbs, you'll get wisdom for life. And I praise God for that. Like I said, Bishop had a message years ago, prepared by prayer. And it was teaching us how to be prepared for life by praying in advance. And that's what we're doing here. We're demonstrating to people how prayer can actually be our strength, communication with God. I love it that when I talk to God, he's right there. I don't have to go searching and finding where he's at, because through prayer, you keep him close. He's close in your bosom. It's like the child that goes off too far. If you don't go off too far, you can call on him right away, and he hears you. Okay, let me get to my prayer lead this morning. It's Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2. It's a King James Version. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. If we just concentrate on what it says, we need help. Sometimes we need help more than at other times. As a mother, I know if you have a child that seems a little wayward or struggling or in trouble, you want help from the Lord. And although there are mechanisms out here to help you, different trainings and different disciplines, you know that your help will come from the Lord. And that's what you're looking for. You're anticipating it. You're looking up to the hills, to the skies, because your help will come from above. And you realize that he's the one that created the heavens and the earth, and if he has that kind of power, surely he has the power to help me and you. And we praise God for that. We praise God for realizing that that's where our help comes from. Let us pray. Father God, we come before you in the name of Jesus this morning. We come praising you and thanking you for giving us your Son. We thank you, Father, for allowing him to die on the cross and to shed his blood for the price of our sins. We thank you, Father, that you've given us the good sense to accept his price that he paid and not to abuse it. Father, we pray that we don't abuse the price that Christ paid for us. Give us strength, Father, to live according to your word. Give us strength to grow, Father. We grow by your feeding. And we can feed ourselves. We can feed ourselves in so many different ways in this day and in this age. I realize that you can even turn the Bible on and let it read to you. And that haven't always been possible. And so I, excuse me, thank God for that opportunity and that privilege. I thank God for the ability to consume his joy and his praise and his blessings in my soul. I thank God that I'm able to reflect on times in the past when I was so weak I couldn't take care of myself and God took care of me. I thank God for times when the wrong way was there and it scared me. And I said, help me, Lord. I don't want to make the wrong turn. We don't have strength on our own. Our strength comes from God. And God always helped me. He always gave me enough strength to turn the right way or to turn the way that he had a lesson prepared for me. We have to understand that sometimes, Lord, when you turn us certain ways, it's so that we can be stronger and we can resist sin in a more perfect way. And that one way will help us is that we stumble. And when we see, Lord, how you protect us when we stumble and pick us up, we're appreciative to you that you're around us and near us, and we're not holier than thou, and we're not better than the next person, and you are not a respecter of person. And we understand, Father, that your salvation comes in order for us to praise you and to draw more men and women unto you. And not for us to be arrogant. When you think about, Lord, how you are the creator of heaven and earth, and all of that power is living on the inside of us, and we have it and we know it, and we thank you for it, and we realize, Father, that we must not flamboyantly display it to the hurt of others, but that we have compassion and that we are willing to use what you've given us to bless someone else, that we can go beyond our family and go into people around us and give them a good word or just to be nice, Lord. Help us, Father, to have good spirits, that we can be nice, that we can compliment others, that we can cause others to want to have you, that we can live lives, Father, so that someone would be thirsty for you in their spirit and in their soul. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for your grace and for your mercy. and for your everlasting power. We thank you, Father, because you are everlasting Father. We thank you that you're able to look down upon us and see us as your children, weak children that need your help, hungry children that need your assistance, strong in the Lord, but not so strong until we're arrogant. And we praise you for that, Lord. We bless you, Father. We praise you, and we want to eat more of your word. Teach us to read more of your word, Lord. Teach us to consume more of your word, Lord. And teach us when we don't understand it, that we know the author of your word, and we can ask you for understanding. And I'm a living witness, Lord, that you'll give us understanding of things we felt like we couldn't understand, because you're the maker and the creator of heaven and earth. You created us, and you know us better than anyone. You know our beginning, and you know our ending. You know what we can take and what we can't take. You know our weak points and our strong points. You know when we need better understanding and when we have it. And we thank you for that. We thank you for being our strength. We thank you for loving us enough to save us, Father, and to deliver us from all hurt, harm, and danger. We thank you for giving us your word in the form of a book, because people all from all generations have not had the privilege of that. Father, this privilege that you've given us, teach us to take advantage of it. Teach us to eat of your word. Teach us when you've guided us to a great man of God, such as Bishop Eric Clark, Father, that he can feed us with authority and wisdom. Teach us, Father, that when you give us an example, such as Pastor Lenora Clark, we can know how to live and to be the child of God that you've called us to be. We love you, Lord, and we praise you. We bless you, and we exalt you. Lord, we commit this day into your hands, and we ask for your strength, Father, to make it through yet another season in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mother Clark. As always, a blessing, great prayer this morning, starting us off. Putting that first coal on the fire, on the altar this morning. I got it, y'all. Bear with me. I got to make sure I'm muting and doing things. Okay, got it. God is so good. God is so good. She said we don't want to get so high that we start getting arrogant. No, I don't want to get that high. I want to know you, Lord. I want to know you, but I don't want to get so high in myself that I forget who my help comes from. Say the word says, I look towards the hills from which cometh my help. I know that my help cometh from the Lord. Yes, that's so good, so good, so rich. Hey, we're going to go ahead and move right along. We got Sister Pat. Sister Pat, give me 1 second. I'm going to unmute you. Y'all got me working this morning. It's all right. Sister Pat, are you ready? You gotta unmute your line if you're talking. I don't unmuted you on the thing.
Good morning, everybody.
There we go. All right, good morning. Go ahead, it's in your hand.
My topic is 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that you are laboring, that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Deuteronomy 14:2 says, for thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord has chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto him above all the nation that you are that are up on the earth. And 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And look at Romans 8:14 said, but if we are led by the Spirit of God, then they are the sons of God. Lord, we thank you, God, for your word, God. Your word is life. Your word is meat indeed, God. Lord, help us to be rooted and grounded in your word. Your word brings healing, God, to the body, mind, soul, and spirit, God. Lord, let us be steadfast and immovable in your word, God. Lord, let us be like the tree that's planted by the rivers of water, that everything we do shall prosper, that we are prospering in the word, Lord. Lord, we thank you, God, for Jesus. Lord, let us be like a rock. Lord, the rock of lean on the rock. Jesus is the rock. He is our deliverer, our healer, our redeemer. Lord, let us take a stand for Jesus. Lord, let us stand if we have to stand all by ourselves, Lord, and proclaim the word of the Lord God over our life. The word of the Lord God is life, is meat indeed, God. Lord, let us keep our eyes on Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of our salvation. Our hope is in Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. Lord, we believe the report of the Lord God, the report of the Lord God that says all is well, Lord. Lord, we take our stand for Jesus, the rock. Lord, let us go to the rock, God. Lord, we thank you, God, hallelujah, for Jesus. Jesus finished work on the cross that brought us life, life in Christ Jesus, that no other help we know, God. Lord, let us be watched in the word, God. The word of God is life, is meat indeed, Lord. Lord, we let us stand, God. Stand on the word of God. Our hope is in Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. That we are soldiers in the army of the Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, let us stand, God. If we have to stand all by ourselves, we led by the Spirit of God. Lord, that we not only hearers, that we are doers of the word, God. Let us be planted, God, like a tree planted by the rivers of water. We abide in the word, and the word abide in us. We shall ask what we will, and it shall be done unto us, Lord. Lord, we thank you, God, for Jesus, that we are the sons of God, little sons, imitators of God. We are the sheep of his pasture. Lord, we thank you, God, for Jesus, that he is our lifeline. Let us, Lord, look to the hills, God. From where cometh our help, that all our help cometh from the Lord thy God. Lord, let us meditate on your word day and night, God. That we stand on the word of God, that we be fruit bearers, God. That we, Lord, increase in the kingdom of God, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. That we are not our own, that Jesus paid the price of Calvary for our life. And Lord, we thank you for Jesus. He came in order that we might have life and to have life more abundant, Lord. And Lord, we thank you, God, for Jesus, that his death is not in vain, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we pray, God, let your word, God, go forth with power and demonstration, God, bringing healing to the world, God, body, mind, soul, and spirit, God. Our mind renewed daily with the word of God. God is our lifeline. He's Alpha and Omega. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, let us keep our eyes on the cross, God. Jesus finished work on the cross that brought us life, life in Christ Jesus, that we are nothing without him, that we be steadfast and immovable, God. Oh, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for blessing us, God. Lord, let us reign within with Christ Jesus, that we are the head and not the tail, that we are the above and not beneath, that we are the sons of God. Lord, bless our going in and our coming out, Lord. Lord, let us show the high praises. Let the high praises of God be in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hand, God. We are the sons of God. We were created in the image of the Lord thy God. Lord, let us be followers of Christ, that we've been adopted into the kingdom of God. Lord, we pray, God. Lord, let us seek thy will, God. Lord, that our mind, God, is the mind of Christ, Lord. Lord, let us, Lord, keep our eyes on the cross, God. Therefore, there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the cross, God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us with all spiritual blessings from on high by Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God. Let us be doers of the word, God. Lord, let us be like the prodigal son. If we fall, we get back up, Lord, that we take a stand, God. That we stand on the word of God, the God's word of life is meat indeed, God. That we can't fail with the word of God. Lord, blessed be the name of the Lord God, that causes us to triumph in you, Christ. That greater that is he that is in me than he that is in the world, God. No matter what's going on, God. Let us keep our eyes on the cross, God. The creator, God, of heaven and earth and everything therein, that his death, God, brought us life, restored us back into the Father and to the kingdom of God, that we are the sons of God, real sons. And we walk in the will of the Lord, God. Lord, let us pray the will of God over our life, God. That when we know who Jesus is, that we could take a stand for Jesus. That we won't be tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine, God. But we take a stand for Jesus. He came in order that we might have life and to have life more abundantly. And we abide in the word, and the word abide in us. We can ask what we will, God. Lord, we pray, God. Lord, let us take a stand for Jesus. We could be, we are the sons of God, that we are the sheep of his pasture. And we pray and intercede, God, for the nation, God. Lord, let the nation, God, hear ye the word of the Lord, God. Lord, we know that when we know who you are, God, that we won't be tossed to and fro, that we take a stand for Jesus no matter what's going on. God is. He's Alpha and Omega. He's our beginning and our ending, Lord. Lord, we thank you for Jesus. He is our high priest. And we take all our burdens to the Lord and leave them there, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for your son that died on the cross in order that we might live unto him. Lord, let us be like the three Hebrew men, God, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that we will not serve no other God except the living God, that we stand for Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. He is our lifeline, life in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, for being our Redeemer, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being our Jehovah Jireh, God, our Shalom, our peace, our Comforter, God. Oh, thank you, God, for blessing us with all spiritual blessings from on high by Christ Jesus. Rain down your blessings upon us, God. Lord, thank you, God, that we always will be, let us be doers of the word, that you called us into holiness. You said, be ye holy, that I am holy. Oh, we thank you for holiness, God. We thank you for the spirit of the Lord, God. Lord, let it abide in us, God, and we abide in you, God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Pat, for that great prayer this morning. Great prayer. I just thank God that even as we pray, as we minister unto the people, I say it all the time, but you get out of it what you put in it. As you lean into the prayer, as the prayer leads are going forward, if you're praying, if you're giving God what's due him, I believe that he's answering right where you're sitting, that God has no respecter of person. He's not just listening to Sister LaShonda. Oh, well, I see a Sister LaShonda on the line, so I know prayer is going up, and I'm going to get an answer. No. He doesn't have respecter of person. If you're his child, he hears you. Call out to him, just as we recognize our baby's voices in the marketplace when we go to the store and all the moms turn around when the baby is crying, but you know when it's your baby crying. And that's how God is. He knows when it's you. He hears you. And he answers, because we have assurance in the word that he is near to us. And I thank God for it. I thank God again for Sister Pat. Thank you. Thank you always for coming in with your energy and your prayer, giving us scripture after scripture. It blesses us. It blesses us. Now, I know some got to get out of here, and I'm thankful that you even came and joined us this morning. I prayed something that was said. Pray this morning. It's going to get you through the weekend. I pray that something said is a seed planted. Somebody else will come and water it, but we know that God gives the increase. But before you leave, can you consider sowing a gift this morning? Our partners support through their giving. So if you are so inclined to give, you can go to our Cash App. That's $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can also go and text the word give to 216-446-1209. You can always go to our website. That's EKC Ministries, and you can sow your gift there. While you're there, you can leave your 1 minute or less testimony, GPS. Let's upload it. Let's do better this year. I'm talking to myself. I ain't talking to y'all. Let me talk to myself. Do better this year with the GPSs. Let's get our testimonies out there. And if you have a prayer request, we want to pray with you. We want to pray for you. We want to touch and agree with you. You can upload your prayer request there. All right. Well, at this time, I'm not going to hold it up. I'm in Sister Gail's time, and I don't want to take her time. Sister Gail, if you're ready, I'm going to put it in your hand.
Amen. 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 Amen to the prayers that have already gone up, to the exhortation. And Sister LaShonda, you can just keep on any time. I'm telling you the truth. I'm blessed by your exhortation, by your words. So, praise God. Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year. We thank God today for new beginnings. And we just want to look at 2025 as a fresh start for us individually and as a prayer team. Amen. So let us just believe God this year for great and mighty things, amen, to happen in our own lives and to happen in the lives of God's people, especially those that are on this prayer line. Amen. We want to believe God for those creative miracles that Pastor or Bishop Clark preached about yesterday. Amen. Creative miracles. He will do it. So my prayer focus today is on the scripture Psalm 32 and 8. Now in the NIV, it reads, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you." Amen, amen. And the New Living Translation reads, "The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you." Amen. I like both of those versions. Praise God. That's awesome. So I just ask that you all agree with me. Today, as Minister LaShonda says, lean in, amen, lean in and agree with us, because, you know, in the spirit world, that's where the power is, amen, it's in our agreement. So, praise God, we just want to declare the word of God, amen, and then just pray over the word, praise God. So, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you this morning. We come, Lord, to bring you the praise, the honor, and the glory that's due your name. And, Lord, we just thank you that as we give you praise, as we honor you, God, as we worship you and humble ourselves before you, God, as the blessing, the praises go up, we know that the blessings come down. And we thank you this morning to bless each and every one of your people, Lord, that are on this line, that are associated with this ministry, God. We just pray your blessings over them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. So Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 reads, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." Amen. So we want to trust in the Lord. God, we just thank you this morning. You are worthy. You are worthy to be trusted. You are a covenant-keeping God, the covenant God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And, Lord, we know it's in our nature to put our trust in something or someone, even if it's just ourselves, Lord. But your word tells us to consciously put our trust in you. Help us during our upcoming time of prayer and fasting, the consecration that this ministry does. Lord, we just ask you to help us to humble ourselves, even as it was prayed earlier, Lord. When you strengthen us, God, we want to stay humble. We want to be strong in the Lord, but we want to continue to walk in humility, God. So we ask you to help us, Lord, as your children, as your servants, God. Help us, Lord, to just use this time in prayer and consecration to work, just to wait on you, God. We want to wait for your leading and your guiding. Amen. Praise God. We just want to be ready to obey. Amen. And we want to trust you, Lord. We want to trust you with all of our heart, truly and completely. And, Lord, as imperfect people, we need you, Holy Spirit. We need you to help us to completely put our trust in your leading and your guidance. Help us to have that childlike confidence in our Father's proven wisdom, his faithfulness, and his love. And God, you have proven yourself time and time again in our lives. And Lord, I don't know everybody. I don't know most of the people on this line, but I know you, and I know you have proven yourself to them. You've proven yourself through the scriptures, Lord, throughout the scriptures, God, from Genesis to Revelation. So I know that you are continually proving yourself to us in our lives. And so we just thank you for that today, Lord. And God, we don't want to rely on our own understanding. So we just cry out to you today for strength where we're weak. When we're weak in choosing to trust you, that's a weakness, Lord. We want to trust you. Hallelujah. We want the wisdom that comes from above, as you have declared in your word. And God, we acknowledge you by honoring you in all that we do in our everyday life, in the way we conduct ourselves. And God, we acknowledge you this morning, and we give you the first fruit of this new year, 2025. We want to practice the presence of God. Lord, in the regular times when things seem mundane and routine, we want to still, Lord God, give you the praise and seek your face and seek you for wisdom on a daily basis. We want to just keep our relationship with you fresh and in the forefront, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to help us, Holy Spirit. And God, you want to direct our path. So we thank you for this great principle. It's your response toward us because we trust in you. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that you're directing our path. And at the same time, you're fulfilling your will. Amen. So, Lord, with surrendered hearts, we delight to walk in your direction for us. We can go forward in peace, believing that through your word, through the leading of the Holy Spirit, through the counsel of others, through life circumstances, that you will direct our path. Amen. Amen. And we just, Lord, we just meditate on the scripture, Psalms 32 and 8, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you want to instruct and teach us. You want to counsel us. You want to guide us. And you want to advise us. Yes, God, we look to you. We look to you for that direction. Amen. In Isaiah 30, verse 21, and whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear this command behind you. This is the way. Walk in it. I just want to read that again. Isaiah 30, 21, and whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear this command behind you. This is the way, walk in it. Amen, amen. God, you are ever present. You're ever present, God. We ask you, Lord, to give us direction and to help us make sound choices in our lives according to your divine wisdom. We know that no matter what direction we might be tempted to take, your guidance remains unwavering. You're always present, ready to guide us back to the right path. So we thank you, Lord, that you'll never leave us and you will never forsake us. And your ears, will hear a voice behind us, you see. So, Lord, you are that voice behind us, which has deep meaning to us, Lord. You are the great shepherd who leads your people. So we look to you for divine communication on a personal and intimate level as well as on a corporate level. You are not a distant or impersonal father, but you provide us with caring instruction. And God, the voice behind us in this scripture assures us that you are following us. You're leading us, but you're always following us as well. You're protecting us. You are ensuring that we don't stray too far away. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, who is our constant guide and counselor, who's always present to direct us as we walk with you. And Lord, you said, this is the way. Walk in it. We thank you. We thank you for this powerful declaration of your specific and clear guidance for the path that we should take in our lives. Help us, Lord, to search our hearts during this upcoming consecration so that our desire will be what you desire for us. We want to come through this time ready to walk in obedience and faith as your word tells us. Help us, Lord, to demonstrate to those around us, Lord, each and every day, what it looks like to be a disciple of Christ. Amen. Praise God. James 1 and 5 reads, "Now if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him." Amen. Amen. Now, Lord, we all lack wisdom in some area, and we all have a deficiency or a need somewhere. So we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, to give us the wisdom for this year, for today, for next week, for this month, for this year, 2025. We need a practical and spiritual insight that helps us to live a life that is pleasing to you. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. We can't do it without you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah. So you said we should ask God. So, Lord, your word shows us the importance of asking for wisdom. So we just position ourselves humbly in prayer to ask you, because we are dependent on you for wisdom, and we have faith and we trust in your ability to provide not only our natural needs, but our spiritual needs as well. And God, in asking you for wisdom, we acknowledge your sovereignty and we recognize that true wisdom comes from you alone. And God, you give generously to all because it's your nature as a kind, caring, compassionate, and gracious provider. You give without reservation. Because of who you are, we have the assurance that your generosity is meant to encourage us as your children to approach you with confidence. Amen, that childlike confidence. Praise God. And we thank you, Lord, that you don't look at us to find fault, but we can be assured that you don't reproach or criticize us for our lack of wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. And we thank you, Lord, for your love that is unconditional and your desire to help, not to condemn. Your ways, Lord, are not our ways. Sometimes we have tendencies to judge or belittle other people for their shortcomings. But, Lord, we pray that you will make us more like you. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Father, for your promise that it will be given to us. Thank you for such a perfect assurance of your response to the prayer for wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for this promise that is rooted in your faithfulness. You honor your word, and we know this, Lord. Praise God. I'm going to close with God is appealing to us, his people, to pay attention and gain understanding. So, Holy Spirit, we ask you to help us to cry out for wisdom. Lord, we will humble ourselves because we know that we need your wisdom, even though sometimes we think we don't. And Lord, forgive us for the times when we haven't sought your counsel, and bring us to the place where it's just second nature for us to ask. We pray this in all our prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. And we'll turn it back over to our prayer host.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Gail, for that good. Listen, you gave us a whole ministry right there. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Blessing us this morning. I want to thank all of our prayer hosts this morning, everyone that got on. Every person that actually got on the line as well, Thank y'all for joining us. We're almost finished, but I never want to miss the opportunity to thank everybody, because this is not something that you have to do, but I thank God that this is something that we want to do, and this is our service, our portion of the vineyard. I know we have our hands in a lot of different things. We can all raise our hand to that. We got our hands in a lot of different things. But we get up and we come together and we touch and agree. And I believe, as the word says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. I thank God that he doesn't miss the opportunity to be right here with us every morning, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9. Hey, so if you are being blessed, I believe that you are, but if you are being blessed, go ahead and share the line with somebody else. Let them come on and get blessed with us. Let them have something spoke to them. Let something be broken in their lives. And I believe that that's what happens here on the line. Hey, y'all, I got a lot of stuff that I got to say, and then I'm going to go on to my prayer. But y'all know I'm not going to let the opportunity leave me to say the believer's declaration. This is what I believe. As believers, we're discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Gail said that we're about to go into consecration time. Hey, we're about to go into consecration time on Monday. The 6th through the 19th is our fasting time. Join us. Somebody says, well, I don't know if I can go to 4 o'clock. It's a discipline. I told my children this. We fasted through the year. And a lot of times, you know, we were brought up indifferent, not understanding that that's not our salvation, it's our discipline. And that's what it is. But you've never fasted before? Come on, try it. Fast. Turn your plate over. You want something from God. You need to hear from him. You need to have certain directions. Turn your plate over. Allow God to minister to you. I think somebody prayed this week that we have to find our quiet time. Help us to learn to be quiet so that we can hear from God. And that's why I say the prayer time is preparation time. It is preparation time to us. All right? I know some have to get up out of here. Let me give this. Every seed produces a harvest. If you are so inclined to give, we are in a new year. If you are so inclined to give, go ahead to our Cash App. That's $BishopEricClark. You can sow your gift there. You can always go to our website, EKC Ministries, and you can sow your gift there. You can also text the word give to 216-446-1209, and you can sow your gift there. And if you are saying, you know what, we're in a new year, I want to try to be a prayer lead. I can give them a Monday. I can give them a Tuesday. Whatever day that you can give, call the church at 216-475-6327. If you are, you can call that same number if you're looking to be a host as well, so that we can rotate the voices, rotate the people. I'm blessed every time. I'm blessed every time. But we want to hear from you as well. God has something to say through you. All right? Well, it's Sister LaShonda, if you don't know, if you just joined. And I am your last prayer lead. My prayer, my scripture, it got me for a little bit, but thank God I have my mother. She always breaks. Some things might seem real simple, and you're like, well, that's simple, until you start reading it, and you're like, no, that's difficult. Hebrews 10, chapter 24 and 25. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, and the manner of some is, as the manner of some is, I'm sorry, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. That was the King James Version. Oh, Lord, we thank you and we praise you again for another day. We thank you for allowing us to get on this line. We thank you for allowing us to come together corporately, Lord Jesus, calling out your name even now, O God. Lord, let us be an encouragement to our brothers and our sisters, O God, encouraging them in love, O God, exhorting them, O God, Lord, to come together, O God, come together on the prayer line, come together even on daily bread, come together in our services, O God. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you would begin to foster a spirit of unity with your people, even now, God. Lord, that we'll have one vision, oh God. Lord, that we'll have one voice. Lord, I understand, Lord Jesus, that we're all connected in different ways. We have different church homes, and it's different houses represented today on the line, oh God. But Lord, let us understand that we are all in your body, oh God. Lord, even as Bishop ministered, every joint supplies. Lord, we are all not the eye. We are all not the hands. We are all not the feet. But Lord, wherever we find ourselves in your body, allow us to produce. Allow us to supply. Allow us to do the work that we're called to do, oh God. Lord, because we're all called to proclaim the good news of you. So, Lord, let it not be any big I's and little U's, but, Lord, let us all work together, oh God. Lord, let us all run to the line, oh God. Lord, let us all run together when it is time to come together, oh God. Lord, let us not forsake that, oh God. Lord, even more, let us not forsake us seeking your face. Sitting before you, hearing your word, oh God. Lord, as your men and women preach and proclaim and teach and train even in this year, oh God. Lord, let us be willing to be trained, willing to hear the word. And Lord, let us not only be hearers, but let us be doers, oh God. Lord, let us be able to pick up what we're being trained to do, Lord Jesus, and let us go out. Let us be the edge of the sword. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for another year. Thank you that you kept us. Thank you that you provided for us, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that we have no lack. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that we're beginning to hear clearer, oh God. Lord, I pray even now, Lord Jesus, that even last year was training. The year before that was training. The things that we have went through in our lives, oh God, that has been our training, oh God. Lord, because you're seeking to bring us to another level. Lord, let us have that spirit, oh God. Lord, that it is, here am I, send me. Send me. Lord, that you'll go before us. You'll set the atmosphere. You'll give us the words to say before the King, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you're filling our spirit now. How to speak to people, oh God. How to treat people. How to love on people, Lord Jesus. Lord, everyone doesn't need a rebuke. Lord, teach us how to speak to one another, oh God, in love, in kindness. Lord, let us even move now, some of us, that we don't move in authority, oh God. Lord, allow us to begin to move in your authority, in the power that you have given to us, oh God. Let us not be afraid. Lord, your word says that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you even now, God, Lord, that you have given us strength, Lord, that you have allowed us to make it to the end of the week, Lord, that you have breathed on so many of our situations, oh God, Lord, that you have turned it around for our good. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we worship you, because truly You are worthy to be praised because you are the only God that hears and answers, and we thank you, God, for it. We thank you. We call it done. Lord, we literally give this day to you. We give our weekend to you. We give our life to you, oh God. And we thank you that as we're in your hands and you care for us, you're covering us, Lord, that you'll move some things in our lives. You'll deliver us. You'll set us free. You'll heal our bodies. You'll regulate our minds. Lord, that our heart is towards you, and we thank you for it. In your son Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen, 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 amen. I will not, now, I know some are at work, some are doing different things, and if you can't praise him audibly, praise him. Lift your hands, lift your finger, as Pastor Lenora say. But I won't let our time together end without giving him some praise. I'm going to go ahead and unmute the line at this time.